Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Lynn.
Hello and welcome to Everyone is Terrible. I'm your host, Hollywood Lynn. It's my favorite day of the week. You know, we're stronger than yesterday and we're here to give you more. We're talking about the queen of pop, Miss Britney Spears. A lot of things happening, a lot of updates, a lot of testimonials. So I had to get Grant Rutter in here, one of my favorites, to come in here and cover this with me. Let's welcome Grant to the show. Hey, Grant, how you doing?
Hey, thanks for having me back. Love the topic. Always ready to talk.
Absolutely. I had to get you in here to talk about Britney. You know, Grant was at the rally. Go check out the other episode that I did with Grant on the Britney Spears documentary on Hulu, Framing Britney Spears. It'll give you a lot of insight to what we're going to be talking about today. So we're going to get down to it. You know, I got a lot of news to break down for you guys. Grant, I feel we owe Adam Lambert an apology. Like, right off the bat, I think we should apologize to Adam Lambert. He was completely canceled and was asked to apologize to the kids for kissing a guy on the American Music Awards. So Lil Nas X just performed at the BET Awards. He basically did the same thing. He stuck his tongue down the dancer's throat. It was hot. It was fun. But I couldn't help think about Adam Lambert immediately. And of course, he released something saying, I'm really happy that we're here. I'm here for it. Like, good for him. But you know, deep down inside, he's thinking, well, shit, I did the same thing and they fucking canceled me for it.
Well, my first reaction is like, our girl Britney. Been there, done that. The three-way kiss with Madonna, Christina, and Britney. It already happened. It's old news. So these like shocking kisses is nothing new. Same sex kiss. So, you know, again, it's all been done. I'm just wondering how far this Lil Nas X stuff is going to go. As far as Adam Lambert goes, I mean, I feel like he never really had his chance to be super mainstream. Like, no one knew what to do with him. And I was watching a clip, an old clip on YouTube, actually, of them discussing him on The View, Meeting of the Minds, you know? And they were talking about how that Cara DioGuardi basically outed him when she was a guest on The View. And basically she said, like, I didn't think Adam was ever in the closet.
He was forced to apologize to the kids, but we all praised it when it happened on the VMAs. So I do think it was a bad string of luck. And also the timing wasn't right. Adam Lambert is super talented, but I kind of agree with Grant. We really did not know what to do with him. And now he's been to Broadway. He's now the lead singer of the band Queen. There's a lot of things going on. So we wish him nothing but success.
Yeah, I think it's good to have a conversation about it. It's good to mention it. We're bridging these cultural gaps. And whether you agree with the kissing or not, I mean, that, like you said, that Adam, he had to answer to people on morning talk shows. I mean, it's ridiculous.
It's so ridiculous.
We're showing the evolution, I guess you could say.
In Bravo news, Below Deck Sailing is finally over. Not going to lie, great season. But I don't understand why everybody was obsessed with Gary. He literally looked like Lord Farquaad from Shrek. Below Deck Mediterranean with Captain Sandy. Malia's back. And like everyone hates them right now. You know, there was a thing with the Valium and Malia telling on Hannah that she had Valium and a THC pen. Sandy fired her. So people are just not taking well to that. But you guys, we have to understand, we can't get mad at her for enforcing the rules. Rules are rules. I'm naturally someone that rebels against the authority, so to speak. So I don't think we should hold Sandy to the fucking cross for firing Hannah. Hannah didn't want to do this anymore. She wanted to get married and have a baby. Let's move on to Real Housewives of Orange County. You guys, I got a lot of shit for the Bronwyn interview. It was kind of funny. Shout out to the person that sent me the comment saying, how do your nipples feel? Because you breastfed her the entire time. That one made me laugh.
I listened to that interview. That was a good interview. It definitely made a splash.
It made a splash, and what kind of made me mad is that, like, it made such a big splash that no one even wanted to give me any credit. Andy Cohen, Kelly Dodd were all talking about it. They're like, well, you went on a podcast and said that you got fired for being gay. And I'm like, can we mention the podcast, please?
Yeah, you have to attribute your work and your quotes, people. This is Journalism 101. Not that any of them have ever done anything like that, but, I mean, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous. You'd think it'd just be in the teleprompter. You know, if it's not written on a card, certain people don't read it.
Exactly. So in Orange County news, Steve Lodge, which is Vicky Gunvalson's boyfriend, fiance, whatever the hell you want, her current fling, you know, the flavor of the month that we ended on the TV show. Well, he's running for governor of California. Well, actually, I do want to shit on Steve Lodge a little bit because I saw some of the things that have been coming out, like articles, like, you know, all the Bravo accounts are CNN reporters these days. So I'm sure you guys know the scoop. Just go down the Instagram rabbit hole. But Steve Lodge, I will not be voting for you for California governor.
So, yeah, I mean, I wouldn't run to the polls or any other, but I will say, Bravo has missed out on a lot of Vicky's life with the moving back and forth, the house that she bought and then sold, the giving up of the Cotto house, moving into another house, the Mexico situation, and now following her as a potential first lady of California. These are missed opportunities, and I will continue to ring the Vicky bell. I know I'm in the minority, unpopular opinions found here, but this is someone that we know. She's been in the space. She's been on the show for doing far less. So I actually would love to see the storyline play out, and they're about to hit play on production here. So, you know, I want to see it.
At this point, why the fuck not? We're bringing Heather back. There's rumors about Tamara being a friend of. Throw Vicky's ass in there. Let me just say this, okay? Like, I'm not hating the Vicky idea. I'm not hating on it.
Here's the thing. What they did not work. For the last two seasons, including the last season. And I know you're friends with these people, so I want to be, you know.
No. Kind. It doesn't matter if I'm friends with them. They still know I'm always going to talk the truth.
The last season flatlined. The bottom line is it just did not do well. This is supposedly their flagship show. And other cities are eventually going to lose steam the way OC did. And, you know, a good producer would get ahead of this and instantly move that train to another track and keep it going because it is a cash flow. And we need to look to OC to see what we can do with these cities when they start to lose steam and they kind of go into these legacy categories, which are all, a lot, the majority of them are rapidly approaching. I've advocated for Gina Keogh for years, but I would like to see Vicky. And I know people are not about it, but I would like to see her.
Well, I don't want to see her as the first lady of California, so I'm going to stand by that. But let's move on to the main meat of the conversation. We're talking about Britney Spears here. I wanted to give her like the full session of the podcast. You know, last Wednesday, Britney addressed the court for the very first time in over 10 years. The audio of the court went viral, and it is shocking. I have a little clip for you.
So basically, this conservatorship is doing me way more harm than good. I deserve to have a life. I've worked my whole life. I deserve to have a 2 to 3 year break and just, you know, do what I want to do. But I do feel like there is a crunch here, and I feel like I feel open and I'm okay to talk to you today about it. But I wish I could stay with you on the phone forever, because when I get off the phone with you, all of a sudden, I hear all these no's, no. And then all of a sudden I feel ganged up on, and I feel bullied, and I feel left out and alone. And I'm tired of feeling alone. I deserve to have the same rights as anybody does by having a child, a family, any of those things.
So she reveals she wants a baby. She reveals she wants marriage. She said she wants control over her own money. She said she's done being a vessel for this family. She's done working for everybody but herself. You know, Britney Spears says that she's been working against her will, that her family just sat back and watched her dad do this. She compares her fucking entire situation to sex trafficking. She says that there's people in her house that watch her change every day when she's naked. She has an IUD that she is not allowed to remove because she's not allowed to get pregnant via the conservatorship rules. So this is absolutely insane. We've had a lot of things happen since that week. We're going to break it down.
That really got me. I mean, I had that IUD thing. I had to have like a moment over that, because that to me is just like inhumane. It's disgusting. It's all the same things that we've said. And every single person in that courtroom who was aware of this, and every single person in that family who was aware of this, I believe they all knew, are complicit in that. And that to me is unforgivable. So I think, you know, she should get rid of all of them from her life. She doesn't need them. But the audio thing, I will, to answer your question, really stood out to me. I heard it a few times. It showed me that this is someone who prepared for this, but prepared for this without her lawyer. I believe her lawyer hung her out to dry. I believe the lawyer has completely been complicit with the other side for the last 13 years. This is my belief. Some people who are absolute trash were saying that she was not so professional. Well, you try going through this mental abuse for 13 years and having 20 minutes to tell a judge that may or may not even believe you what's going on. So
Of course she tried to squeeze it all in. She had to squeeze it all in. Yeah. At one point, the judge asked her to slow down, and she sped up because she was so nervous. She just needed to get it out. It was like a purging of emotions that she's been holding in for so long. But honestly, here are the people that I don't want to fucking hear from. I don't need to hear from you. I don't want to hear anything about you. The first thing is Lena Dunham. She made an Instagram post about Britney Spears that made it all about herself. It made no sense. It was like 3 pages. It made no sense. If I want to read something that doesn't make sense, I'll read your book.
I don't know what's going on there. I never really need to hear from Lena personally. I don't really care. She's another one. Like, this has been in the news now. Again, to put it into context, from April of 2019, this has been out there.
She is just the first one. The other people that I really don't want to hear from, I don't want to hear about Harvey Levine, Free Britney. Bitch, you fucking own TMZ. You contributed all of this madness to her.
In my point of view, I agree with everything you're saying.
He is completely responsible for all of this shit. Harvey Levine, you're fucking terrible. You're the reason that Britney Spears, the madness was around her. The other person that spoke up that we don't want to fucking hear from is Perez Hilton. Another one.
No.
The bully of the fucking century. You think we want to hear from you?
He was the one who told her that she should die back in 2007. Harvey, going back to that one real quick, because I just wanted to say this. In the early days of Free Britney, TMZ was a mouthpiece for the conservatorship. And there was no question about it. And every sentence, and these articles I'm sure are still live, every question, we're not talking 2008, we're talking like 3 years ago, 2 years ago. Every sentence that was in there didn't question the conservatorship at all. It was all slanted, and people who read articles to us slanted in one direction. You know this. It was slanted in the direction of that Britney really needs this. This is her father. They always have the same paragraph, and they say this on Britney's gram. This is so true. In every Free Britney article in the early days, there was always a paragraph on how during Britney's very public meltdown, her father stepped in and saved her finances and saved her from financial ruin from Sam Lufty. And, you know, they were the one that nursed her back to health and brought her back. And she sold more records than ever and had world tours. So there's always like that token paragraph that credits them. And that's how you know it's a plan.
Exactly. I'm not giving them any type of credit. The other person that I don't really want to hear from, like, how dare he even have the audacity to fucking speak on this? Justin Timberlake, anti-vaxxer,
horrible.
What you did to Britney, you freaking used her to get ahead in your career. You used her to sell multiple albums. We're not going to forget what you did to Janet.
Nope.
Get the fuck out of here. I don't want to have anything to listen to you about Justin Timberlake, my other nomination for most terrible.
Justin is trying to make up for the bad press he got earlier this year about women. You know, in my opinion, I agree with you, Leon. It's self-serving in my point of view. This is about Britney and her human rights. It's not about Justin. It's not about these people that are speaking out on Twitter. It's not about tweets. It's not about trending. It's about this woman's health. It's about this woman's being. I just don't understand why it has to continue to be twisted that the headline is Justin Timberlake comments on Britney.
You know, and then Jamie Lynn Spears decides to come out and speak on her sister. I have a little bit of the audio here.
Not that I owe the public anything, because my sister knows I love and support her. And that's the only person I owe anything to. I'm not my family. I'm my own person. I'm speaking for myself. I'm so proud of her for using her voice. Whatever the hell else she wants to do to be happy, I support that 100% because I support my sister. I love my sister. Always have, always will.
Well, first of all, she never condemned the actual conservatorship. And she's a fucking trustee. She earns anywhere from $2 to $6 million. She earns money off of that. She is a trustee. She did not condemn the conservatorship, and she hasn't spoken out this entire time. I don't trust you, Jamie Lynn, and I think you're a fucking liar. And she is another one that is nominated for most terrible.
Well, she has a rightful place on that list. And, you know, I listen to it, and I try to check my emotions and just say, like, okay, she wanted to keep this between her sister, and that lasted for a half second. And I was like, you know what? No. She made it, again, a little bit about her.
No, she made it all about her. She said she made her own money. She said she's never taken a dime. Like, girl, you got the job on Zoe because of fucking Britney. Everything you have is because of Britney.
Yeah, that's not the method. That's not what people want to hear, and that's not what you should be saying. It's so short-sighted. She looks like crap. The video that I watched came out, and it was all out of order. Like, was this something that was pre-recorded? I was like, what is this? All I would expect is someone like at least her mother to say, all I will say on the issue is I am behind my daughter and support her 100%, and I'm there for her no matter what. That way it's all about Britney and her situation. It's not headline grabbing information, talking through lawyers like Kevin Federline did, going on an out of order Instagram story.
I mean, Britney even talked about, at one point, she even mentioned Miley Cyrus.
Working for Miley Cyrus as she smokes on joints and stage at the VMAs. Nothing is ever done to this generation for doing wrong things. But my precious body, who's worked for my dad for the past fucking 13 years, trying to be so good and pretty, so perfect when he works me so hard, when I do everything I'm told in the state of California, allowed my ignorant father to take his own daughter, who only has a role with me if I work with him. They set back the whole course and allowed him to do that to me. That's giving these people I've worked for way too much control.
Can I add something though? Because Miley and Britney have the same management company, and that's why she brought Miley into it, because she's controlled by her management company and she can't step out of line and do anything. But in comparison, Miley can openly smoke a joint, and then they got Britney in rehab, and they got Britney in AA, and they've got Britney in all completely detox. And I don't think Britney, from what we saw, I don't know if it was the weed that was the problem.
You know, she's calling these people out. It's over. It's over. We need to let her do what she wants to do. You know, she went to Hawaii just a couple days ago with her boyfriend, and she looked happier than ever. She's like, I want to be able to, like, get in my boyfriend's car and drive somewhere. I want to be able to get married and have a baby. I get all that. Like, she's a human. She deserves to be loved. And you know what? I'm such a true Britney fan. Her words never leave my head. And even on James Corden, when they were listening to some music in that awful car karaoke episode where she looks so deeply uncomfortable, at one point, she kind of lets the walls down and she's talking to James Corden about his kids. And you could just see the real Southern Louisiana girl that's talking about kids and family. And she's like, how old are your boys? And she's like, oh, yeah. And she's like, mine aren't boys anymore. They're like, they're grown up. They're not babies anymore. And she's like, I wish I could have another one. Like, I want another one. And then she even sings that song from Ace of Base where she's like, all that she wants is another baby. And like, of course it made us laugh, but I'm like, to me, it hurt me. She wants a baby. She wants to, like, live life and love. And Britney Spears' boyfriend, Sam, though, can we trust him?
I do. I think he showed his support for her in small ways, the best that he can, without having to be used as punishment, if, you know, in the case of her. I mean, they use him all the time as leverage. If she has this, then she can see him. You know, they can easily shut him out of her life. Easily. So he's going to really toe the line in a certain way, but he still shows his support for her. He had the painted Free Britney t-shirt on. He realizes that he's her only lifeline to the real world, and she needs him. And they look very happy together. I wonder if he feels the pressure of that relationship, because if he goes, that's it for her. She's like under, you know, he keeps her afloat.
There's people that have stepped up and surprised me with the support and didn't make it all about themselves. Christina Aguilera did post about Britney Spears.
Well done.
And I have her statement here, and she says, the past few days I've been thinking about Britney and everything she's going through. It is unacceptable that any woman or human wanting to be in control of their own destiny might not be allowed to live life as they wish. To be silenced, ignored, bullied, and denied support by those close to you is the most depleting, devastating, and demeaning thing unimaginable. The harmful mental and emotional damage this can take on a human spirit is nothing to be taken lightly. Every woman must have the right to her own body, her own reproductive system, her own privacy, her own space, her own healing, and her own happiness. While I am not behind the closed doors of this layered, personal, yet public conversation, all I can do is share from my heart on what I've heard, read, and seen in the media. The conviction and desperation of this plea for freedom leads me to believe that this person I once knew has been living without compassion or decency from those in control. To a woman who has worked under conditions and pressure unimaginable to most, I promise you she deserves all the freedom possible to live her happiest life. My heart goes out to Brittany. She deserves all the true love and support in the world. It makes me want to cry, honestly.
And that's how it's done. That's how you can show support without making it about yourself. You're not looking to trend. You just say, I'm here. I'm behind her. She deserves this as a human being. You know, I want what's best for her. That was it. I thought the picture was sweet, too, of the two of them. And clearly, like, that was a feud, a manufactured feud, if there ever was one. They lived for that feud. The press,
absolutely.
You know, I mean, still, like, my sister was Team Christina. I was Team Brittany growing up. I mean, like, we fell into those factions because that's what Jake Martin told us to do. Again, the media.
The support that Christina Aguilera just gave, it makes me love her. So yeah. Terribly delicious.
Very classy.
Christina. Very classy. Like we said, we don't need to hear shit from Justin, Perez, Harvey. But you know what? Grant has brought this up before, and he didn't bring it up this podcast, so I'm going to bring it up now. The infamous question, Grant, where the fuck is Lady Gaga in all of this?
You know I'm not afraid to call her out. Yeah, no, I think that's grounds for terrible, in my opinion. Terrible all around when you call someone a role model and you potentially use them as an inspiration for music and you stand up for so many other things that it brings you awards, brings you a key to the city, brings you good press, the cover of a magazine. Gaga, who will show up to anything, it seems, is glaringly missing in this argument when we're talking about a woman's reproductive rights and a woman's right to choose, basically, a woman's, you know, freedom. It's just odd. This one, I mean, it doesn't even matter. And again, I will say this, I've said this on so many different shows and ideas and tweets. If you're not saying free Britney right now, what are you saying? That's
yeah.
My thing.
I mean, we even had Leah McSweeney last night on Watch What Happens Live wear a free Britney t-shirt. We've had the rapper Eve wear free Britney on The View. And I mean,
before. Yeah, early days.
Talk about it. Like, we have to talk about it. This is happening because of that rally. This is happening because of that hashtag that her father called a joke just 6 months ago. You guys, there's so many layers to this onion here. And if we continue to talk about the conversation, we continue to push for the truth, we're only helping Britney. She is Rapunzel in the fucking tower that we're trying to break out. This woman hasn't had control over her money in so long. She can't leave her fucking house and go to Starbucks. She can't go to In-N-Out in Sam's car. Like, just think about all the things that we take for granted. That's why she said this at one point, which broke my heart. One of the last clips I have for you guys.
That's why I didn't want to say any of this to anybody, to the public. People would make fun of me or laugh at me and say, she's lying. She's got everything. She's Britney Spears. I'm not lying. I just want my life back. And it's been 13 years and it's enough. It's been a long time since I've owned my money, and it's my wish and my dream for all of this to end.
Mic drop, period.
Period. The woman has spoken. Like, there's nothing else to talk about. She has proven herself. She hasn't done drugs in over a fucking decade. I mean, I have friends that work all over LA and people that will report back to me. And at one point, Britney Spears went to my friend's restaurant and the people came up to her and were like, do not offer her alcohol. Like, there's just so much control in every aspect of her life. It's fucking sad, you guys. You know, it's come down to the part of the show where we got to name someone most terrible. Anybody that's not contributing to the conversation in a good fucking manner, you are on the nomination list for most fucking terrible. I'm tired of this. I just want my queen back. I've been watching her drugged up on TV, drugged up on Instagram for years now, and I'm tired of it. There's no life behind her eyes. Even though I couldn't see her, the clarity in her voice, the clarity of conviction to the truth, it's very evident, you guys. The woman has spoken. Grant, who is your most terrible?
I think it's important to remember that people in conservatorships are there because they're quote, incapacitated, unable to take care of themselves. And she was able to speak to her experience for over 20 minutes coherently. Just something to note for those who are still doubting if Brady should be out of it or not. I would like to make a nomination. The root of a lot of this, this is my point of view. Her lawyer, Sam Ingham, I believe, is truly terrible. This is someone who she's worked with for 13 years. She referenced him in the tape. The judge had to stop Brady and speak to Sam to mention to him that you do know you can petition to end the conservatorship, right? And this is supposed to be someone that's working for her. And, oh, he knows. He knows. He's just not telling Brittany.
But Brittany did it.
He's just not telling her. So to me, that is truly the root of all evil. When you can't count on your own counsel, and you can't even choose your own counsel, I think that is truly, to put it in the nicest way, terrible.
It is what it is. All right. Well, Grant's nomination and his choosing for the week is Britney Spears' lawyer, Sam Ingham.
And she's hoping to get new counsel. She needs to replace this guy immediately. They've never allowed her to do it. She did. We saw in the Britney Spears documentary, a man showed up. His last name was Streisand. He seemed like a very smart man. They kicked him out because they wanted to have their own guy in there. So,
well, Grant is going into the depths of this. I'm going to come out of the water and stick in the surface and just say, like, to me, the most terrible is going to have to be Jamie Lynn Spears. Because
co-signing,
gaslighting, playing the victim. And to me,
I'm co-signing your choice. But yeah, co-signing, I'm sure she signed a few papers that benefited her in the past.
I was going to say, like, to me, she's the one person that could have saved Britney, in my opinion. She's the one person that could have been like, you know what, after everything that she's been through and everything she's done for me, like, the reason I even had a career is because of her. She's like, for me, she could have stepped up. She could have been there. She could have said, y'all, we don't need to be doing this. Like, she's a fucking prisoner. It's not like you didn't know about this. You know, to me, the omission is worse than the crime.
Yeah. Jamie Lynn has been privy to a lot of information that you and I will probably never know over the course of these years. She could use her platform to speak out against a system that is keeping her sister down. She can show her support for her sister, but she should be attacking the system that's put Britney in this position. This is not a unique case to Britney. This isn't because she shaved her head, okay? Like, this is a much bigger issue. Britney isn't the only person suffering from conservatorship abuse. And so someone like Jamie Lynn, who could be considered influential, as well as her own mother, could really come out and blow the lid off the system. But the way you look at Jamie Lynn is someone that could help Britney, and so I view the mother. Now, they say the mother would have to move from Louisiana to California to be the conservator. Then effing do it, because your daughter's being abused. She's speaking out and screaming out for help.
And I really hope that the courts of California do the right thing and end this conservatorship.
I want to add to that. ACLU and the Human Rights Campaign should step on the neck of this judge, basically, and demand to investigate. So this, I don't know how legal that all is, but I mean, you know, the rules are meant to be broken. The bottom line is there's some very serious allegations made about human rights. So there's to definitely be a policy where those groups can come in now. What more do they need? What more do they need to hear? This woman said, as you said at the top, Lee, she feels like she was sexually trafficked. What more do you need? So this campaign needs to be, not campaign, this case needs to be blown out of the water now.
Sam Ingham is voted most terrible by Grant. I vote Jamie Lynn Spears. There's lots of terrible people to go on that list. So make sure that you continue to listen to the podcast, support it. We're here for you. I have a couple people to name that I want to shout out. Grant, where can we find you? And what would you like to promote?
Well, I talk more about this, and I talk about a lot of different things. I'm over on Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk. I'm sure you've heard Lee on the show as well. We've talked about a bunch, including recently, I believe. So Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk is where it's all happening. And then I'm on Twitter and Instagram at It's Grand Threads, ITS Grand Threads, and I'm posting a lot of stuff about this case as it breaks. So if you're looking for someone to talk with, I hear you. I'm dying to talk about it too.
Hi, Patreon. I want to say hello to the Patreon. You guys, as you know, the show records for an hour. We only play 30 minutes on Apple and Spotify. Go ahead and leave us a 5-star review. I got a bunch of t-shirts to give away. No one's doing the reviews. Give me a review. Sign up for the Patreon. Give me those receipts. I will send you an Everyone is Terrible t-shirt. I want to shout out Siobhan, Gabriella, Cherie, Kate Chastain, Michelle, Tassie, Nicole Holtman, Monica, Holly Brocky. Holly Brocky, thank you so much for sending me wine. That was so sweet. She sent me just plain Zach's wine. Melissa nice. Burt, Mikey P, Jean, welcome. And I have another list to shout out very quickly. Elizabeth, Perla, Stephanie C, Chantel, and April. I'm Hollywood Leon. It's my favorite day of the week. I want to thank my guest, Grant Rutter, from the Grant's Rants Hollywood Talk podcast. Go check that out after you're done playing in my playground. You guys, I can't stress this enough. Please leave me a 5-star review. 5 stars. If we ain't fucking with 5 stars, go ahead and go about your day. But give me 5 stars. Join the Patreon. Send that to me. I will send you an Everyone is Terrible t-shirt. Okay? I love you guys. It's my favorite day of the week. I'm Hollywood Leon, and we will see you guys next week. Stay terrible, kids.
Who's the most terrible of them all? It's Hollywood Leon.